I also want to get this one off my chest, and I want to commend these individuals because this was a story that I was following pretty closely over the weekend, and I wasn't sure whether or not the university was going to directly respond to this protest, but they did, and they did it in glaring fashion. The president of the University of Missouri system stepped down today amid criticism of his handling of student complaints about race and discrimination. President Tim Wolf said his resignation was effective immediately. He made the announcement at the start of what had been expected to be a long closed-door meeting of the school's governing board. Again, this is from ESPN.com. He largely preempted that session in a halting statement that was simultaneously apologetic, clumsy, and defiant. For months, black student groups have complained of racial slurs and other slights on the overwhelmingly white flagship campus of the state's four-college system. Frustrations flared during a homecoming parade on October 10th when protesters blocked Wolf's car and he did not get out and talk to them. They were removed by police. So get this, black members of the football team joined the outcry on Saturday night, 30 of them to be exact. By Sunday, a campus sit-in had grown. Graduate student groups planned walkouts and politicians began to weigh in. This story was like wildfire. It was like wildfire, folks. And there was even a report of, I believe, one student who decided to not eat until the president, Tim Wolf, resigns, and he had signed medical documents and even had planned his will if he was to die going through this ordeal. This story has been so unbelievable, and I have to tip my cap to those 30 young African-American football players who decided to stand up and simply do what is right. Point blank, period. Anytime racial things are going on your campus and you don't address them, you don't even speak about them, you act like they don't even exist, something needs to happen and you need to respond for something. And this directly speaks to the power that athletes, and more so specifically student athletes, have if they want change on their campus and if they want change geographically throughout this entire nation when it pertains directly to the NCAA. We've had the conversation here on the show about whether or not college student athletes are getting the treatment that they deserve. Should they be paid? Should they get some sort of compensation for the dollars that they drive into this to respective universities throughout the entire nation on a yearly basis? If they want change, this is how you get it done. You protest. You refuse to play. You say, skip the system. We are the system. We drive the system. Because right here, you now have an example of how to effect change in a manner that is not violent, but is in doing it the right way through protocol. Hats off to them, and I really hope that student athletes across this entire nation who play for programs, who feel like that they aren't getting their just due, I really hope they are taking notes because this is how you get it done.